The Lord be with you.
And
our reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening, everyone. It's wonderful to be together as the family of God. The first letter of John tonight talks to us about who we are. And tonight we call this Mass the Youth Mass. And I must say it was nice to be in the company of someone taller than me, who also knows what it's like to try to speak into the microphone and bend over a little bit at the ambo. And it's beautiful to hear you sing the Alleluia, to be here, to lead us in the Psalms, to read for us. You're not only the future of the church, you're the present of the church. The first words of our Lord to Jeremiah were, "Say not that you are too young. Trust in the good work that the Lord is doing in your hearts." And we know today that in our society and in our culture, there are challenges to everyone, whatever age we are, from the young to the old, rich or poor, married or single, that we all struggle. And the struggle is very deliberate and directed. And it is directed against our identity, who we are. And so life can be very confusing. But praise God for the gift of the church. Praise God for the gift of the gospel. And so that as young people, but also those who are not too young, we can know who we are. St. John says we are the children of God. That means that we live and move and have our being before the face of God our Father. St. Peter, in the homily that we hear of his today in Acts, is persecuted and he's ridiculed, but he accepts it with joy. Why? How does he accept the ridicule of following Christ? Because he knows Christ. And we all know that as young people, there can be many other ways that we can walk. There can be many choices placed in front of you that are contrary to Christ. And the price that you pay could be very high. A high price is the esteem and love of your peers. It can be being mocked for not doing certain things, for not following the way that the crowd is going. But the joy in the gift is much greater. The joy in the gift is Christ Himself, being able to discover as a young person the gift of Christ and the gift of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And at the same time, the gift of one another. That you are brothers and sisters in the Lord. And you are called to walk together and to strengthen one another. So that when there is ridicule, when there is difficulty, to experience the strength of Peter and say, "We know that there is no other name under heaven by which man or woman is saved." Another word for salvation is life. Christ is the way and the truth of the life, and He gives us the fullness of life. And He also shows us what life is all about. In the same letter of John, he says, God is love. And those who remain in love remain in God, and God in Him. Our gospel tonight is about the shape and the form and the gestures of love. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Now we know that Christ the good shepherd has ransomed us as his sheep, but he has also given us the Spirit of God. The same Spirit with which he stands in his risen glory abides in us. And that means the power with which he laid down his life and the power with which he raised it up again is the power that he gives us. And the power is the Holy Spirit. That means the love of God that is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit given to us, has certain gestures, has a rhythm. And the rhythm is a laying down of one's life and a taking it up again. Laying down to one's life always occurs in a proper relationship, in an appropriate relationship. And the language of laying down our life is written into our very bodies. Among the greatest gifts that we have is the gift of our identity as men and women. And that means that in our bodies is inscribed a language of love, what John Paul II would call the language of the body. And in our bodies, as man and woman, we are called to lay down our lives for one another. And the context for laying down our lives for one another is marriage. All of us are called to marriage. Even as a celibate man, as a man who is not sacramentally married, I'm married to the church. I've laid down my life for my bride, the church. And I continue to lay down my life for her every day. And the center of our life is the Eucharist. And the Eucharist, it is Christ, the bridegroom who comes to meet us. And he says, this is my body given up for you. So that the one who is the good shepherd and has laid down his life for his sheep in the Mass, in the Eucharist, lays down and gives his life to his bride, to his wife, the church. This is the shape and the form of love. Love means that we lay down our lives for those who are entrusted to us, for our beloved. It also means that we are able to live by the power of love, by the Spirit. And that is that the Spirit always raises us up, always replenishes us in the giving of ourselves. As young people, you will face many choices, especially now for those of you who are in high school. But you know that love always will be able to inform the choices you make. The biggest choices that we usually face are those whom we date. And dating and courtship are among the most privileged times in our lives. The courtship is always informed by Christ. And if we want to know what courtship looks like, if we want to know what dating looks like, what human love looks like, we come to the Mass. In the Mass, the Lord Jesus discloses to us what love is. He gives His body and His blood entirely to His bride. And that's why the most intimate gestures, the most intimate ways of showing affection are reserved for marriage. Because marriage is the context in which a man and a woman have professed by their words that they have totally given themselves to one another. And that means that the deeds of giving themselves to one another are in a safe place. They're in a truthful place. So that the deeds and the words match. And if we see that, that's exactly what the Lord Jesus is showing us today. As the good shepherd, he lays down his life. He first says he will lay down his life. And then he does it. And he continues to do it in the Eucharist. Just like in courtship, when one comes to the altar to get married, you lay down your life for your betrothed, and then you totally give yourself. Human love is called to the heights and the nobility of the love of Christ. And as young people, say not that you are too young for the Lord. You're not. You're capable and you're ready to follow Christ totally. And here we receive the food that gives us strength, the food of the Eucharist, the food of the Good Shepherd who continues to lay down his life for his sheep, so that we receive the strength to also to be able to lay down our lives for one another, appropriately and within the relationships in which we are called to live. As a church, we also know that these are times when it can be a great sign of contradiction to be a Christian. And as young people, know that the greatest inheritance that we have, the greatest choice you can make, is to be faithful to Christ. Whatever options are given to us, whatever other paths are disclosed to us, they cannot give life unless they lead us to Jesus Christ. This is the meaning of Peter's words, there is no other name under which man or woman can be saved. My brothers and sisters, we are children of God. In the church, we walk as the new family of God. This day and every day, we come here to be nourished by the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for us and gives us his body and blood and the sacrament of love, so that we may truly love one another as he has loved us.